Hello, and welcome to the Maya Glitters Show. My name is Maya Glitters, and I'm a kidpreneur, presenter, fashion blogger, kid fashionista, content creator, and now podcast host. I run my own business called Maya Star, which is a fashion blog for children that want to stay stylish and on trend. Don't forget to share this podcast with all your family and friends. Stay tuned! Hi everyone, it's Maya Glitters here, and today I'm going to be interviewing Kelly, who is the co-founder of a mother and daughter business called Bianca and Friends, selling beautiful African dolls.
So you run your own business. Can you tell me a bit more about Bianca and Friends?
Sure. So Bianca and Friends is a black doll and animation company with accessories. Mm-hmm. And we just want to empower all children to love themselves and their heritage.
That's really nice. So why did you decide to start your business?
So when I was little, I fell out in love with my hair because I got some horrible comments at school. Mm-hmm. So when I got home, I told my mummy about this. She was really upset. So we went to the shop and to see if we can find any black dolls.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there was none. So when we got back, we started to design our own ones.
That's a really good idea. You decided to start because you couldn't find something that you wanted. So,
yeah.
What do you sell? So you obviously sell the black dolls. What can we expect from you in the future of Bianca and Friends?
So there's an animation coming out, and Bianca's the main character of it, and I'm really excited.
So like movies, or what do you mean? Short clips or
episodes?
Oh, cool.
Announcing.
So will that be on maybe your YouTube channel or on your website?
It's going to be on Netflix.
Netflix?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool, because if it's on Netflix, I'm definitely going to tune in and watch it. So far in your Bianca and Friends journey, what achievement are you most proud of? What have you done that you think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that?
Well, I'm most proud of making children happy.
Yeah.
And that they're really happy with our stuff. And also, we won an award, Entrepreneur of the Year, last year.
Wow. Did someone nominate you, or how did they find out about your business?
They nominated us.
So how do you come up with the designs for each individual doll? Do you create them? Do you get someone to create them? How do you come up with them?
So basically, there's each meaning of each doll.
Okay.
So for an actual Bianca, she has her hair out to tell everybody that their hair is beautiful and they should wear it out. CEO Bianca is to make sure you can run your own business really well. And there's two new dolls coming out very soon.
Really?
So there's traditional Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
She has African prints on her dress.
Oh, yeah, I saw
which
that.
Which means they say where you come from.
Yeah.
And Queen Bianca is dressed up as Queen Nefertiti.
Oh.
So she's representing Black history.
Yeah. I think that's really cool that you're incorporating history, Black history, and also modern day. So for example, business Bianca. I think that's really, really cool. So do you draw your own designs and then kind of create them on the computer, or how does it work?
So basically, we do draw our own designs.
Yeah.
And we send them to a factory to get made.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you just do a couple of sketches, do it on the computer, and then send it off. Yeah. So what is your dream and how would you react? So what is the ultimate thing you want to get done in terms of Bianca and Friends?
So what I want to get done is I want everyone to be equal in the world.
Oh, that's
and I'll be really happy if that would happen.
That's really, really nice. So other than working on your business and that sort of thing, what else do you do for fun?
I love swimming.
Oh, yeah.
I talk to my friends and I play this game called Roblox.
Oh, yeah, I know about Roblox.
And I love spending time with my mummy.
Oh, that's nice. It's kind of a mother and daughter business. How is it working with your mum?
I do feel really happy because I love working with my mummy a lot. We get to do events together.
So how is lockdown affecting your business? So you obviously can't go to events face to face. Like I recently did a Zoom event. So are you doing any sort of virtual events or that sort of thing?
Because of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And lots of people have been buying other stuff. So it's got better over time.
Yeah. So what top tips would you give to children who want to start running their own businesses or kind of empower others? Because that's what you're doing with your mum.
I would just say never give up and carry on what you're doing.
Yeah, because there are some times when you think you're not going to be able to do it. But if you just keep going, then you can achieve your dreams. So do you have maybe your top three tips? So that's one of them, two. Do you have any more?
Customer service is very, very important.
Yeah.
Because you want to make your customers really happy.
Yeah, so always put your customer first, and then maybe one more.
You can start at any age.
Yeah, so don't worry about your age being a barrier. Okay, so now to kind of end the interview, I'm going to ask you a couple of kind of this or that questions, so you just answer with the one that applies for you most. So, pens or pencils?
Pencils.
Dresses or skirts?
Dresses.
Yeah, same. Headphones or earbuds?
Headphones.
Zigzags or stripes?
Stripes.
Scrunchies or bracelets?
Scrunchies.
Same. And finally, gems or glitter?
Glitter.
Stay with me. Thank you so much for letting me interview you. It was really fun.
Thank you, family.
You're welcome. Bye.